No, I'm saying like 20 feet off.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. But it doesn't look like it, it doesn't look like it's going to obstruct that corner, if you're going around that corner.
No, I don't have that concern.
I guess my only concern was, even in the future, if they, I mean, if we allow this variance, somebody in the future would be able to go and say, well, I want to put siding on this, or I want to whatever, I want to enclose it. Would that be, would that be an issue?
Good question. So, and I thought you could approve the variance with the caveat that you can never side it, but I really think that if you pull up to the intersection that you're now looking to see if it's clear, that carport's behind you. The house is going to protrude out more than the carport. And to your point, really, if the front of the house is the other side, then she does meet it.
Okay. So what is the amount of the variance request?
The request, she says 7 foot less than 25, which would be an 18 foot. But as long as you give the permission to build a 20-foot length carport with the stipulation that the sides not be enclosed, that'll cover it, whatever this way comes out.
Yeah.
Okay. So instead of the variance given a stated amount, just the variance allows the construction of a 20-foot long carport without siding.
That's a good point. I don't know if there's a reason we can't do that. Yeah, now she doesn't have to worry about where the property line is. I only built what they said I could build, yeah.
Does that answer the variance question? Because the variance seeks side setback for carport. And if you say you can build a 20-foot carport, but it doesn't address the variance amount itself, though, does it?
Yeah, but I'm trying to think how that would hurt her. In the future, if anybody ever went and looked up to see if there was a variance granted, there will be a decision of record recorded on that property. A bank or anybody else that would want to make sure that it's conforming before they make a loan is going to see, oh, they approved a 20-foot carport, and that's what's there, regardless of what the feet we approved was. I mean, if she built a 21-foot carport and we approved a 20, then she'd be in trouble, or somebody enclosed it and we approved. I think we've done other things outside of just getting a number. I think we've approved other variances where we say, so you can do this for no gutters or something like that.
I don't know about that. Trent, do you have thoughts on that?
Well, I always feel that the more details we have, the better. And then I believe I've seen it go both ways. So if you guys see that it's necessary, I would suggest that you put it in there.
I guess so. I guess, you know, this would be an extreme, but if you said that we would allow a variance to for them to construct, that carport could be five stories high. Or it could go, if we said that. But
they're still not obstructing as long as it's not sided.
Yeah, I mean,
we don't restrict the height.
Yeah, but when they say there's a variance, we gave an exception to a variance. It's not saying front setback or height. It's just saying we allowed a 20-foot carport. So, I think I see your point. If you're saying, hey, hold on, we're not saying the setback should be this and now it's that.
Correct.
We're saying you could do this, and that means that doesn't have to apply to any other code that we have.
Right.
But I'm not sure, if we don't truly know where the property line is there, it's hard to say this is exactly what we're approving.
You could approve it with
well, if we give a variance and it was surveyed and there's only 18 foot between the house and what we allow, and we could include both of them, you could say that we'll give a 7 foot variance or an 18 foot variance, which is 7 foot less than the 25,
yeah.
And the intention is to allow the construction of a 20-foot long carport from the house.
Yeah, I guess we're trying to do the applicant's homework, and really, we're going to approve what they put in front of us. They're asking for that, and we're going to approve that.
I think that's right.
They need to figure out what the property line is, and it went.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay.
I think I was wrong about that. Not the first time.
All right. I think when we get a motion.
I would move to approve variance 25-012V with the caveat that sides shall never be added to the carpool.
I'll second that.
And you're going to allow the 18-foot
setback,
yep.
Which is 7 less than the required 25.
Yep.
That's what we're approving. Do we want to say for construction of a carport with no sides?
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? None. Okay. Ms. Nicholson?
Thank you all
so
much for your time.
Thank you. The last item is 2025-013V, James and Michelle Tronson.
Okay, 2025-013V, James Tronson and Michelle are seeking a variance for the provisions of 010.020R1 density and dimensional standard setback to the 10 County Zoning Regulations. The applicant is seeking a 3-foot side property line setback, 4 feet less than the required 7 feet. I think that's written wrong. So we'll have to reword this. Let me dig into this and look at it real quick. Let me show you where it's at real quick. It's down by 86 Bridge. Right here's their property. They've got quite a bit. They also own these other parcels, and we spoke, and they're not wanting to marry them. And then also, when you see this, you'll see this very large retaining wall that's going to make that very, very, very costly to do, I would think. So the pool structure is going to be right here. There's that retaining wall I was telling you about. The pool is going to be setting right in here. R1 density. Just making sure we got our standard on our zonings. So they kind of got it marked out. And so when I spoke with the applicant, his concern was we could kind of make it fit, but he was going to have to push it one way or the other a little too much. And he didn't want it so close to here, he just stepped off in the pool. He wanted some sidewalk, which is kind of a safety concern in my eyes too. So he's wanting to kind of center in that. Here, this wall here is probably an 8-foot retaining wall there?
It probably runs from about 8 foot on the to the left and up to the right, probably about 5 foot.
Okay. Kind of grab the side of the pool. You can see the stakes right here, or maybe that's the sidewalk and here's the side of the pool. And then I went out this way and kind of grabbed it, and then I put in a picture that he submitted. So he's got his 5 foot here from the side of the property, which is getting him what he wants, which is what that should have stated. And then what he's requesting is, I think it's 4 feet from the house, isn't it? 4 foot sidewalk between the house and the pool?
Yes.
Yes. But since it's on a corner lot, somewhat, it's kind of an odd shape since he owns that. He's at 12 and a half, so he's asking for that difference. If he was on a squared up lot, he'd already be okay, right? But since he's on that corner, he's got to ask for a little bit more.
Right. Is it truly a side or is it a back setback?
Well, I think his address is
120.
Right here. Yeah. So it's a side.
Side.
His access, his 911 would be right there.
Okay. Well, I think you kind of explained what was going on, but did you guys have something you'd like to add to that?
I'm Jim Tronson. I'll go ahead and state that.
Michelle. Thank you.
And we just, like I said, if we don't get that setback when we step out of the off the back patio, there's just no room for a sidewalk.
Did Jim say the name?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
He actually did. Yep. Did you guys have any questions?
No.
No. Well, all right. Well, I don't think there's anybody else here to speak on for or against. So, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, we'll go ahead and close this to the board discussion. I don't see a problem with it.
Yeah.
I don't either.
They're not really stuck between a rock and a hard place. They're stuck between a wall and a house. There's not much else you can do there, so yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty easy.
Trent, did you have any thoughts?
No, I agree.
Okay.
Why don't you make a motion, Trent? You're moving to approve variance.
Well, I can
2025-013V. I will make a motion to approve this setback.
I will second that motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? None. Okay. Folks?
Thanks for your patience.
Thank you.
Thank you for your patience.
Yes.
And with that, Cody, do we have any old or new business to discuss?
Not.
All right. We have a motion to adjourn. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Can I'll take that.
All in favor?
All right.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Meeting's adjourned.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Trent, thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys.